I'd like now to welcome to the program Scott Shooker. He is a local artist, and his one-man show, How Right You Are, is being performed at Eggman and Walrus this Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th at 7:30. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me on once again.
So you wrote this, and I haven't seen you rehearse it yet, but I've read the script. It's kind of, if I may say so, a rant against the Tea Party. Is that right?
That's quite accurate, I will say.
And what made you write it?
Well, several months ago, I was challenged for an independent study that I'm doing with UNM. I'm actually a full-time fine arts major, and I will be graduating on the 16th. And I decided to do an independent study towards my degree, and I'm working with a local theater person, and we came up with this idea to do a performance art piece. I wrote several scripts on various topics that, shall we say, were satires. And when we both looked at the scripts, we went, neither one of us were excited about it. But one of the ideas that I had was doing some kind of spoof on the Tea Party. And because I am, shall we say, the polar opposite of the Tea Party politically and values-wise, I thought that would be a fun thing to do. So what we decided to do is expand that idea into a four-part single-person show. There'll be four monologues, each with a various stereotype of not just a Tea Party. You could say the Tea Party represents a sort of values-driven consciousness that exists in our country, which is mainly that our broken country, as you might say, can be fixed by returning to basic American values, which supposedly the United States was founded upon. And unfortunately, a lot of those values, implied or explicit, happen to be about white supremacy and self-sufficiency, rugged individualism, return to Christian values, conservative Christian values. So I
to the extent that it is really even a return to those things, I mean, you have to get it kind of deep into history to talk about whether or not the image of the founding fathers in the minds of the people you're talking about is really accurate.
Yeah, my understanding of the so-called founding fathers is that they were known as deists, which were people who acknowledged a supreme being, but they were far from religious. They actually were not associated with any particular church. They just considered themselves to be deists. But
and there was also some diversity among them.
Of course. And, you know, if you can even say that one of the founding principles of this country was religious tolerance. But we still have this dominant evangelical Christian mindset because so many changes have happened in the United States since that time that these conservative forces simply cannot accept. And so now we see movements like the Tea Party that has its own brand of diversity, but a lot of the movement has individuals that are calling for things like a return to Christian values as they define them, the sanctity of the Second Amendment.
Oh yeah, that's really Christian.
You're right. Yeah, and there's always this disconnect or this irony around, like, let's stop abortion with guns.
You know? you wrote all of this. Now, is the writing in your piece, How Right You Are, based on texts or speeches that you've found, or?
Yeah. Now, you know, I'll caveat and say that I've never been to a Tea Party rally. I really don't know anybody that's in it. You know, we do live in Santa Fe. It's not a very strong movement, but there is a Tea Party that I've recognized.
There's a Tea Party here.
There is. And so most of my research was done through media, through television media, through research that I found on the internet. I went to several sites that had their platforms listed.
It's based on the ideas that you find.
Yes.
Kind of,
course,
in the public domain.
Others, blogs, their opinions about it. You know, some were just opinions, some were facts. A lot of imagery that I found online, like actual protest signs. A lot of them you find...
Some of those are really... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, not to be... And I'm not saying this in a partisan way, but it is a gold mine of grammatical problems.
Exactly. And I incorporate that into my show, by the way. So, yeah, you could say that in the way the Tea Party is a gift to liberal comedy.
Now, you wrote this before the Occupy movement got underway. Does it feel different now that the political dialogue of this country has somewhat shifted?
True. It has. It has. It's quite interesting because for so long I've been feeling just this, you know, what they call liberal burnout, where I just feel like we just keep losing and losing and losing, and you know, all the progress that's been made over the past couple of centuries has been really losing ground, to the point where I even wonder where the Tea Party came from. Why do they even need to exist since they're winning all the time? When the Occupy movement started, I too became involved in it, and it sort of made the piece more relevant, maybe, or more dear to my heart in a way. I'm really not shooting for like to make one bad and one good. It's
well, you kind of are. I mean,
well,
I was wondering. I was going to ask you if you found the positive side of the Tea Party in doing this, like if you found some sympathetic humanity on the side that you were parodying.
Well, in some ways there are some things with the Tea Party that I agree with, that the government is too big, it's too powerful. There's a lot of government waste, there's a lot of government bureaucracy. It has infiltrated the lives of ordinary citizens for reasons that make no sense. I think where we part company is that the reason they want to shrink the size of government is so people don't have to share things, so that there doesn't have to be any law enforcement, so that people can, whoever has the most guns and the most money can basically do what they want. It seems to be like more of a form of social Darwinism based on these old values of rugged individualism, when someone could move out west and get their own piece of land and not be bothered by anyone. Well, the world's changed a lot more since then. And we're also seeing a lot in the Tea Party movement, this anti-immigration faction, that in my own research has just been blatantly racist, that a fear of the white race becoming somehow losing its dominance. And that is of great concern to me. I've seen some of this Tea Party literature that is just blatantly racist against President Obama. I'm actually not a big fan of Obama, but I think demeaning him because of his race is very regressive and blatantly racist, and some of it was actually quite appalling to me, to be honest.
Scott Shuker's performance is called How Right You Are, and it's being performed at Eggman and Walrus at 130 West Palace Avenue here in Santa Fe on Friday and Saturday at 7:30. And for more information, you can call 505-988-4157. Everyone is invited. Low, low price. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mayor Charlotte.